It is time now for Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. We're talking here with Kobe Larson with us. And Kobe, first of all, what's your position or maybe even positions for the Mitchell Colonel football team?
As of now, I'm kind of specializing on offense, but I play wide receiver and cornerback.
Okay. Nothing on special teams at all for you?
A little bit on kickoff and punt, but not much. So. Okay.
Other activities, sports, clubs that maybe you're involved in at Mitchell High School?
I play baseball, basketball, and yeah, that's about it. So,
all right, no other
kind of busy
clubs like HOSA or anything like that, or
nope, just sports for the most part.
All right, any hobbies or talents that you may have you could share with us?
Oh, I don't know, nothing really specific. I mean, I can touch my tongue or my nose with my tongue. That's pretty impressive, I guess.
Okay, all right.
I don't know, but that's about it.
No hunting, fishing?
No, don't do much of that.
Okay.
Really. Fishing a little bit, but that's about it.
Playing Fortnite or anything?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody does that. Yeah.
Everybody
okay.
does.
Describe yourself with three words.
I'd say kind, caring, and hardworking.
There you go. When you were a little kid, growing up, you pretended to be, or what were you really into?
Well, pro athletes, obviously. Everybody, as a sports fan, is a fan of the pro athletes, so that's always what I wanted to be when I grow up. So I don't know.
Anybody in particular?
Well, I really looked up to Adrian. He was obviously a favorite because I'm a Vikings fan. So
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adrian or Chad Greenway, obviously, because he's from around here. So I kind of looked up to those guys.
Absolutely. If you could spend 3 hours doing anything else besides sports, what would that be?
You know, I like going out to Granite Springs Lodge in Alexandria, South Dakota. We usually go fishing and swimming and stuff out there. There's all sorts of stuff to do, so that's pretty fun.
Do you have a nickname or for your like your teammates call you or maybe your family calls you that you could share?
Lots of people on the team call me Lars. That's pretty common around there. So.
Okay. Nothing else?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Nope. We'll get you one before the season's end somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Something that always maybe freaks you out a little bit.
You know, I'm not really timid of anything, really. I don't know.
Like spiders, snakes?
I mean, they creep me out when they touch me, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite part about being a Mitchell Colonel?
Really the community. Just everybody coming together and being there for the team and stuff like that. I don't know. It's pretty supportive around here. So,
what's one team that you get excited for or get up for every time the Colonels play them?
Huron, obviously, our rivals. Some tougher teams like Pierre and Harrisburg, they're always in the mix too. So those are pretty fun to play. I look forward to those dates.
I think the top teams that other players have said were Harrisburg number one,
yeah.
Yankton and Huron are the top three. So you're right up there with them, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a job? Or can you have a job in high school with your busy schedule?
No, I don't really work. I just focus on sports, kind of look forward to the sports I play and work hard. So.
When it's game time, you get out in the field, I don't care if you're warming up or it's halftime, whatever, you look up in those stands and you see it packed from student section to adult section, and how kind of cool is that?
It's amazing. See everybody there watching us and just kind of there to support us. It's really big. I love it.
What's your future plans? You're a senior. What's your goals after high school and you're done playing for the Mitchell Colonels?
As of now, I'm looking to play baseball somewhere, actually, in college, obviously. I'm not really sure where, but we're still looking for other plans. So,
not going to skip college and go to the pros?
Oh, I wish.
Okay, not
maybe,
yet.
Maybe.
Okay. Let's do a little rapid fire. We're talking with Kobe Larson here, Mitchell Colonel Football. What's your favorite movie or book, Kobe?
Benchwarmers.
Cool.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
All right. Favorite late night or after game snack or food that you just got to have?
You know, I really like my mom's cookies. She makes the best cookies. I don't know if that's, I always look forward to having one of those after practice or something or after dinner. So.
All right. Tell Lisa to bring me up a batch in the booth. That'd be
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Favorite professional athlete? You may have already kind of leaned towards that with Adrian or Chad or do you have somebody else right now?
In football? Yeah, probably, I don't know. Everybody likes Stephon Diggs because of his big catch, but I like Adam Thielen because of the routes he runs and the way he gets open. So he's probably, Adam Thielen is probably my favorite.
Okay. Hardest worker on the Mitchell Colonel football team. Can't use yourself either.
I wish. Yeah. I'd have to say Carson Max. He's always running around with his head cut off, running after people. I know he's going after the whistle and stuff like that. So he's always, working the hardest, I feel like, anyway.
Who's the most humorous or funniest on this football team?
Oh, Big Mitch. You gotta love Mitch.
The general.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. He's always got something going on.
Who's the loudest?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Mitch again because he's always got something to say. He's always breaking us down, either talking to us, stuff. He's always saying something. It's awesome.
Who is the quietest?
The younger guys. I don't have a specific name, but most of them just sit back and don't say anything. They just go about their business, and you don't really hear much from them.
And I'm sure you're probably in that same boat, young kid growing up. Now it's your turn, so let the younger kids be quiet, right?
Yep.
All right, who's the most serious?
Carson Max.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. You try and joke around with him sometimes and he's just in the zone. He's there to get better. And, he's always looking for the best way to help the team. So he just kind of sticks to his business and has a plan of how to do it. And he goes with that. So
who is the most motivationalist, I guess, not the loudest, but who gets you guys going maybe in the huddles, in the locker room to get you fired up?
Oh, I'm going to go with Coach Whitty.
Huh?
Whitty's always bouncing around off the walls in the locker room. I don't know. He's in the weight room as well, too. He's always getting us revved up and fired up.
How much has that been, as we go to another question for you, the weight room, working with Coach Whitty, strength and conditioning, how much does that benefit the Mitchell Colonel football team?
I feel like it's one of the best things that we have right now. We've always got guys getting in the weight room and getting ready for games, and even in the off season we have lifting in the mornings. So I feel like it's a big part of our game, and it helps us compete with the other teams as well, because I feel like that we do the most in the off season. So,
well, Kobe, best of luck to you. It should be a fun season. Have fun. Stay healthy, I guess, and best of luck to you in your future endeavors.
Oh yeah, thank you.
There's Kobe Larson. It's Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.